Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Early bird pricing's been extended through December. Save up to $150 on the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference in Salina, Kansas. It's January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 37 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag. Register and get all the details at notill.org.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. President-elect Donald Trump is still looking for his Secretary of Agriculture. Latest name that's out there, Abel Maldonado, former California Lieutenant Governor involved in the produce industry in that state. Also, Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller talking to Trump transition team members today, perhaps about the Secretary of Ag position as well. Coming down to the end of 2016, thought you might enjoy one of the highlights from the National FFA Convention when the National FFA Creed Contest was won by Edmond, Oklahoma FFA member Emily Kennedy. I thought a great way to end the year and look into the new year was to hear Emily recite the FFA Creed.
I believe in the future of agriculture with a faith born not of words, but of deeds. Achievements won by the present and past generations of agriculturists, in the promise of better days through better ways, even as the better things we now enjoy have come to us from the struggles of former years. I believe that to live and work on a good farm, or to be engaged in other agricultural pursuits, is pleasant as well as challenging. For I know the joys and discomforts of agricultural life, and hold an inborn fondness for those associations which, even in hours of discouragement, I cannot deny. I believe in leadership from ourselves and respect from others. I believe in my own ability to work efficiently and think clearly with such knowledge and skill as I can secure, and in the ability of progressive agriculturists to serve our own and the public interest in producing and marketing the product of our toil. I believe in less dependence on begging and more power in bargaining, in the life abundant and enough honest wealth to help make it so, for others as well as myself, in less need for charity and more of it when needed, in being happy myself and playing square with those whose happiness depends upon me. I believe that American agriculture can and will hold true to the best traditions of our national life, and that I can exert an influence in my home and community, which will stand solid for my part in that inspiring task.
The national winner in the FFA Creed Speaking Contest this past October in Indianapolis, Emily Kennedy of Edmond, Oklahoma FFA. The words of E.M. Tiffany, I believe in the future of farming, or today as they say it, I believe in the future of agriculture. They continue to ring true decades after it was originally written. You've got farm news on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Happy New Year. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.